All right, Bill. I love this show. It has changed my life in a good way. Adam Conover is the creator and host of Adam Ruins Everything. You can find it on True TV. My kids are teenagers. They actually turned me on to this show. And Adam, you have ruined everything I've ever believed in.
I'm very sorry, but I'm also very happy to do it. It's kind of what I do. So.
There were a couple of...
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've had you on before. I know you were just on tour through Chicago. Was it last month?
Yeah, just a week or two ago. I was at the Park West. Had a really killer show of my new touring show, Mind Parasites Live. It's a brand new hour that's sort of mixing stand-up comedy with what I do on TV. And yeah, I had a great time in Chicago and hope to bring it back through another time soon.
I was watching a recent episode. I think the last one I saw was Adam Ruins Sleep. We need to get more sleep. We don't. High school kids need more sleep. And something that Bill and I have wondered for years about the mattress tags. Why were there mattress tags and why can't we remove them?
The reason is very funny, is the mattress industry used to be full of these real scam artists, and they would stuff the mattresses full of literally human hair and garbage and stuff like that. It was really disgusting and unsanitary. And so the government started saying, you know, you can't do that anymore. But the mattress industry would just lie about what was in the in them. So the government said, okay, you have to put these tags on that says what's in the mattress, because that way people aren't going to be sleeping on, you know, disgusting filth. And then the mattress industry would put the tags on, but they would tear the tags off before they sold them. So the government finally said they had to make a law saying it was illegal to remove the tag. And this was back, you know, decades ago, but that law is still with us today, and that's why you still see that funny that funny message on every tag. It's for them not to remove it, because they were so in the habit of doing that in order to rip off consumers.
Adam, if I still wanted a human hair mattress, could I get one?
You know, though, you might have to make that yourself.
All right.
Nothing stopping you from cutting off your own hair and spending a couple of years doing that as a hobby. But, you know, I wouldn't advise it.
Okay.
Another interesting one I saw recently was about how we come to the statistics on unemployment, and that was also coupled with the stock market. Some interesting things. Can you shed some light on that to wow us?
Right. Well, we use those. I mean, this is a drier topic, right? But it is a really important one, because we use those statistics to decide, you know, whether or not the economy is doing well, right? You know, you turn on the radio, your station probably reported the Dow a couple times today already. Well, maybe the bell just opened, but, you know, you get it. And the unemployment rate, that's, you know, once a month, what's the big unemployment rate number, right? But those numbers are really sort of narrow and specific, which leads them to not be as accurate or really indicative of the health of the economy as we think. So the Dow Jones only includes, I think, the I believe it's the 30 top companies. That means that, you know, they decide one by one which, okay, this company's not doing so well, let's take this company out and put Apple in instead. Right now, Apple's on the Dow Jones index, but most other companies aren't. And that means that, you know, those particular companies can be doing very well while the rest of the economy is doing very poorly. It makes it a really, really poor measure. You know, everyone should be reporting, like, the S&P 500 is a much larger sample size, 500 companies versus 30. And so it's much more, you know, indicative, right? The unemployment rate is an even bigger problem, because you hear that number. Oh, okay, great. The unemployment rate's gone down to, you know, I don't know what it is right now, 5% or whatever, right? And that means only 5% of Americans are looking for work. That's actually not the case, because the unemployment rate that we typically report is a specific number that doesn't include people who have given up looking for work, right? It only includes people who are actively looking for work right now. But if someone, you know, hasn't been able to find work, and then they say, all right, I guess I'll just, like, crawl into a ditch and fall asleep because there's nothing out there for me, then they're removed from that number, right? So that number can actually be artificially low. The actual truth is that probably many more people are struggling than that.
So these are kind of false reporting, not false reporting, but it gives the illusion of something it isn't.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the number itself, look, all statistics are coming from a particular place. And so, you know, people say all statistics lie. That's kind of true. Really what it is all statistics have a context and a background. And if you don't know what that is, then it can be misleading, right? And since we never actually hear that, the media never tells us, hey, this is what defines the unemployment rate. They just say, this is how many people are out of work. Then we get a false impression of it, you know. In reality, the Department of Labor has many different unemployment numbers, some of which, you know, slice the pie in different ways, and so they have a slightly different bias than this one, right? So if you were to look at all those together, you could get a much more full view. But just repeating this one number over and over again, like the media does, can give you a pretty skewed idea.
We're talking with Adam Conover. He's the creator and host of Adam Ruins Everything, which you can watch on True TV. Adam, I'll tell you what the show reminds me of. It's an obscure reference. You're probably too young to even get it. But years ago, there was a show called Make a Wish with a guy named Tom Chapin, Harry Chapin's brother, which did the same thing you do, which is take a topic and just come at it from all different directions, often in a comedic way. It's a very similar outing. Did you ever see that show or hear of it?
I never did. I'm sad to say, but I'll have to check it out. Make a Wish.
Make a Wish, it was called. Yeah, it was a really good show. How do you decide what the topics will be? What's that process like for you?
Well, you know, in the first couple of years, I was so full of, you know, topics that I had read, you know, articles I had read, books I had read, podcasts I had heard that I want to share with people. Oh, my God, people have to hear this. They have to hear that, you know, the diamond engagement ring, that tradition is a scam on the part of the De Beers Corporation. I got to share this with the people. You know, I still have a lot of those ideas. Every off season, I'm reading and I'm collecting new ideas. But, you know, we also do, this last year, we taped 16 episodes. And there are way more to, you know, uncover. There's way more time to fill than I just have in my store bag. So we have a wonderful room full of really funny writers, really smart researchers who have also spent their years reading, collecting information. And then we just pitch in the writer's room, right? And what we do is any topic that makes all of us react, holy crap, is that true? Like when someone pitches it and we're all going, oh, my God, really? What? You know, then those are the ideas that we put up on the court. Yeah.
I'll tell you, you do a great job picking topics because I say that pretty much every episode I watch. Holy crap, is that true? So great job with that. You're also a lover of video games. Tell us a little about your podcast you have.
Sure. I do a podcast now called Humans Who Make Games. We just finished our first season. And, you know, I love playing video games, but it struck me that you almost never get to hear from the people behind the video games, right? The people who make them. And even when you do hear those interviews, they're just talking about, oh, here's the new features we have this year. You never really find out what it is like to be a person who makes video games or how they get into their career. So that's what the podcast is. It's sort of a long-form sit-down interview with the developers behind, you know, some of my favorite games or my audience's favorite games. It's a really cool show. And, you know, I mean, you have to like video games to know what we're talking about, but if you do, there's no other show like it. I'm very proud of it.
What's the commonality with all these guys? Is there anything they all seem to have in common?
That's a very good question. Well, guys and gals, I should say. You know, it's interesting because we all, the fun part about it for me is that, you know, my first question is always, what's your first memory of video games, right? What was what did you grow up with? So many, you know, the history of video games is so short that we can always find a really good bit of commonality between us, right? Oh, I had this game on Nintendo. Oh, I had an Atari, etc. And so much of when people make video games, they're trying to get back to their childhood in that way. They're trying to reproduce something that really got them excited when they're 8 years old, sitting on the floor of their parents' basement, you know, with their nose a couple inches away from the TV, really having like awe, you know, and like wonder and delight bubble up in their chest from playing this brand new form of media. A lot of times they're trying to get back to that. And that's what I really love exploring in the show.
That's really cool. All right. That is available on iTunes and wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Humans Who Make Games. What do you have coming up on Adam Ruins Everything?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have new episodes coming out this summer. No official release date yet, but I've heard unofficially August or roundabouts there. We've got a bunch of really great episodes. We're doing an episode on America, which I'm busting some of the big, I mean, we do a lot of myths about America, but this time we're like really going at like what the, you know, the American dream is and how it died and the other myths that Americans tell ourselves. We're doing an episode on music. That's one that has been requested time and time again. People asking us to ruin the music industry. It absolutely needed to be ruined, so they said that we're doing it. And we have a really, really cool one coming up. I don't want to spoil too much about it, but it's called Adam Ruins Himself. and, you know, we're known for, in the past, we have done correction segments where I've corrected, you know, things that we got wrong previously on the show because, you know, we don't claim to be perfect, right? We're just humans trying to do our best like anybody else, and you know, make up for that by being transparent about your mistakes. We've done that in the past. But we really did a whole episode examining what is it that we're doing and, you know, how trustworthy is the show. It's a very, very cool idea. I sort of play opposite a doppelganger of myself who's trying to ruin me for myself. It's very meta and very cool and weird, and that's our season finale coming at the end of the year.
Can't wait. You can see him on True TV. You can go to adamconover.net, and please come in the studio next time you're through Chicago. We'd really love to meet you in person.
Oh, my gosh, I would absolutely love to. And you know, I love touring around the country, and, you know, so I hope to be back in Chicago very, very soon. It's a wonderful town.
Great job. Keep up the good work.
No problem. And go Cubs today.
Oh, thank. Well, yeah.
Well, how about the White Sox? I'm a Sox fan. We can have an episode on that.
Okay, the White Sox should go too. I forgot you have two teams. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you,
from
Adam.
LA. We only got one.
Yeah. So. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. Technically, they have two also.
Yeah, they
do. The Dodgers
do.
And the Angels.
Well, we'll issue a correction
right.
on that.
Yeah. Right. We'll take a break. Very funny man, Ian Bagg, will join us after the news. Stick around. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.